Chapter 12. Threats and Friendships. Rainbow Dash glanced around uneasily as her small group crossed the bridge to Nightmare Moon's castle. They were in the home stretch now, and it wouldn't be long until they were back in what had been Rainbow's home for the past couple years. Then they would find mystical artifacts that would hopefully bring down Nightmare Moon and restore peace to the land. And if the elements didn't work, or they got caught in the process... Rainbow shook that thought away. They weren't going to get caught. Even though they were crossing a bridge with no cover in plain view of anyone even glancing out a window in the castle. Nope, they definitely weren't going to get caught. Rainbow took a deep breath and slowly let it out. Fluttershy. She was there to save Fluttershy. And she would fight 1,000 guards and Nightmare Moon herself if she had to. Despite Rainbow's worries, they crossed the bridge without incident and came to stand in front of the large doors leading to the castle proper.
"You sure she's not just in there waiting, Rat?"
Applejack asked, her gaze jumping to every shadow in the gloom. Rainbow nodded.
"Unless she got tipped off about us coming, she shouldn't have any business in the throne room for at least a couple hours."
"Right then," Twilight spoke up, "let's go in there and save the world."
"Not so fast."
Rainbow groaned at the familiar barked order and slowly turned around.
"Charged, I don't want to deal with you right now."
"And I don't want to deal with you," the Thestral spat.
He was flanked by a few other night guards, all armed and looking like they itched to fight. Or maybe they were just irritated to be awake at this hour. Dash knew none of them were on this shift.
"After you talked with that monster and I found out what you were doing, I hired mercenaries to cleanly wrap up this whole thing without Nightmare Moon even having to be concerned. But you couldn't settle for that, could you? Always have to try to make my life miserable, don't you, Feathers?"
Dash gritted her teeth and rolled her eyes.
"I'm not doing this to spite you. I don't think there's a single cell in my body that could care how you felt. Get off your ego trip, jerk, and leave us alone."
The captain's mouth fell open. Despite some Thestral's beliefs, Rainbow wasn't stupid. When she had worked under him, she had made sure to never directly insult Charged. She didn't like him, sure, but he already hated her, and she didn't want to give him any opportunity to make her life any more miserable than he already did. She had almost always been quiet and polite when he insulted her. The last thing he expected now was for Dash to be brushing him off so blatantly. The captain's face trembled and raged, and his wings flared out aggressively.
"I will not let you set a hoof in the castle, you plucked chicken!"
"Dude, do you even know my name?"
Charged screamed and shot off the ground toward Dash like a rocket. She easily spread her own wings and glided over him, coming to rest a few feet away. Charged's flight quickly became uncontrolled, and he spiraled into the ground, landing in a heap a few feet away. Dash turned around and regarded the other three guards behind her. They looked significantly less sleepy and more irritated. Rainbow assessed her odds, and it didn't look good. There, by far, weren't as many as the bandits, but these guys were trained and knew all of Rainbow's weaknesses. Worse still, they were all fresh and ready while she had been trekking through the Everfree all night. With a grunt, Rainbow lowered her head and prepared an attack stance.
"Alright, who's next?"
"Dash!"
Twilight cried incredulously.
"You can't take them all on your own!"
"Well, I've gotta try, Twilight!"
she snapped back, keeping a careful eye on the guards, and they whispered among themselves.
"There's no other choice!"
She felt a hoof on her shoulder and turned to stare into Twilight's determined eyes.
"We'll help you then."
Rainbow jerked back.
"What? You can't fight these guys, they're professionals."
"Don't worry, Nun," Applejack spoke up. "Me and Twilight know a thing or two about fighting."
"And we can help too,"
Pinkie Pie said with a determined nod.
"Rarity can do things with the magic and I can be a super good distraction."
Rainbow Dash stared at her.
"But you... Rarity, but..."
Twilight turned Rainbow's head so they were staring eye to eye.
"We can do this, Dash. Just let us help you."
After a moment, Rainbow slowly nodded.
All right. If you want to, then. Thanks, you go up!
She was cut off from her moment by Charge slamming into her back and sending her rolling. She saw her friends try to rush to her aid, but were intercepted by the other guards finally deciding to attack. Rainbow tried to keep them in her sights, but was distracted from her friends by a hoof slamming into her gut. That was another thing unfair about this situation. The guards were all heavily armored, and Rainbow's team didn't have anything but their saddlebags and traveling cloaks. As Charged brought his hoof back for another blow, Rainbow reached up and bit down hard on his ear, causing the Thestral to yelp and rear back instinctively. Rainbow used the moment to slip out from under him and take to the sky. She only had a moment to regain her breath, however, before Charge slammed into her again from below, causing her to flip head over hooves before she righted herself. Learning from her previous mistake, she preemptively dodged to the left, just in time for Charge to shoot past her. "What are you trying to prove, Dash?" Charged bellowed, turning to come at her, a dagger now clutched in his hoof. Rainbow barely had time to unsheath her own weapon and block the strike, though she had to strain her wings not to be blown back by the force of his attack. "Surely you can't think you'll actually win this?" Rainbow flapped backward before pressing her wings to her sides and dropping like a rock. They snapped back open a second later, and she flew up in a surge of speed, making a stab at the Thestral's barrel. The captain of the guard wasn't so easily fooled, however, and twisted at the last moment, so Dash's knife harmlessly skidded off his armor while he slashed at her exposed stomach.
"Ah, you know what's going to happen,"
he hissed at Rainbow, as she pushed his knife away before it could do more than nick her.
"I'm sure deep down you do."
He rushed forward and suddenly the two were nose to nose, Rainbow's dagger the only thing keeping him from impaling her.
"When you lose, Nightmare Moon is going to kill your friends."
Rainbow bucked him in the stomach and flew back out of range. She brandished her knife and dived down at the prone Thestral, but he had recovered quicker than she had predicted and used her own momentum against her, as he planted his rear hooves on her withers and kicked off, sending her spiraling.
"She'll kill the rebels and all their families!"
Charged cried out, shooting down at her like a comet. Rainbow rolled through the air at the last moment and ensnared him with her flapping cloak. The thing tore off her neck as he sped past her, blinding him enough for her to send him reeling with another well-placed buck to the back. He shook the obstruction off and scowled at it.
"She'll kill that stupid, arrogant unicorn,"
he yelled, throwing the cloak to the ground as if it had personally offended him. Rainbow took the opportunity to use her knife again, and the Thestral only looked up in time for it to graze his cheek before he punched the Pegasus in the snout.
"She'll finally kill that crazy earth pony."
He rushed her again, and Rainbow's wings strained to keep his bulk from sending her into the ground, and he pressed his head against her own so his breath tickled her ear.
"And she'll kill your stupid little Pegasus friend,"
he hissed, his voice quiet, even at close range.
"The only piece of family you have left, all of it destroyed because of you!" Rainbow screamed. She screamed in rage and pain and frustration. She screamed so loudly that Charged faltered, shocked.
With a surge of strength, Rainbow knocked Charged's knife out of his hoof and her own fall away, forgotten. She punched the captain in the muzzle. He reeled back, more out of shock than pain, but that was all Rainbow needed to grapple him and fly down. They had steadily gotten lower and lower in their fighting, and so Charged had no time to recover before he was smashed into the ground by the enraged Pegasus. His helmet came loose in the impact and rolled away. Rainbow took the opportunity to hit him again, and again, and again. Her hooves were a flurry as she punched him in the face over and over, not relenting even after Charged stopped moving. She just kept going until something soft but firm pinned her hooves to her side.
"Rainbow Dash, stop."
The voice was gentle, even though the hooves wrapped around her barrel were strong and unrelenting. It took only a moment for the rage in Rainbow's chest to snuff out like the sun. Trembling, she then gazed down at the battered body beneath her and the blood speckling her hooves. All energy left her at once, and she sagged into the warm embrace behind her, wide-eyed staring at what she had done.
"It's all right,"
Twilight's voice said again, right next to Dash's ear. It was soft and reassuring as the unicorn held Dash like one would a distressed foal.
"I understand. I understand. And everything's going to be all right." "Is he?"
Rainbow stuttered, swallowing away the tears that had run into her mouth.
Did I?
Slowly, calmly, Twilight released Rainbow and placed a hoof on Charge's neck. After a few moments, she gave a half smile and shook her head.
"No, there's a beat. He'll live."
Rainbow nodded as she wiped her face with the back of her hoof.
I didn't mean... I know,"
Twilight interrupted. Looking into her eyes, Rainbow had never been more convinced of the truth of that phrase. Twilight took her hoof and gently pulled Dash up into a standing position.
"Come on, we have to get back to the others."
Dash stiffened.
"The others, are they? They're fine,"
Twilight reassured, giving her a small smile as she guided Rainbow away.
"I told you, we can handle ourselves."
Rainbow let out a ragged sigh of relief and looked at Twilight from the corner of her eye.
"Twilight, how do you know how this feels? I could have... I was so angry, I remember when we were in the library?"
The unicorn spoke in something just above a whisper, but her words did not slip on emotions like Dash's.
"When I almost blew you up? That wasn't the first time my feelings directed my magic for me. And it certainly wasn't the worst way it ended."
Rainbow paled.
"Did you ever..."
Twilight shook her head.
"No. No, I never killed anyone. But my mother can't walk anymore. Twilight, do you hate me?"
the unicorn asked, her tone serious but not without a glint of amusement in her eyes.
"I let my anger hurt ponies, cripple them for life. Do you hate me because of that?"
Rainbow blinked.
No! No, it wasn't your fault. I mean, you didn't mean to hurt her."
She frowned at Twilight's knowing smile.
"But that's not the same. I meant to hurt him. I wanted to make him pay. But did you want to kill him?"
Rainbow sighed.
I don't know. Maybe a little."
Twilight shrugged.
"Maybe. But the point I'm trying to make is that friends stick by each other and help each other, even at their worst."
She stopped walking and turned to face Rainbow head on.
"Don't they?"
Rainbow Dash could only nod, and she was lost in Twilight's bright purple eyes.
"Yeah. Yeah, I think they do." "Rainbow Dash! Twilight!"
The two looked up as they turned the corner of the castle. Dash blinked in surprise a few times. She hadn't even realized how far she had flown in the fight. The other ponies rushed over to the two with worried expressions. They were bruised and scratched, but mostly unharmed from their fight. A little ways off, Rainbow Dash could see the knight's guards either tied up in Applejack's rope or unconscious, and she felt a swell of pride and relief that her friends had fared so well. Pinkie Pie was first to reach them and wrapped Rainbow in a hug the second she was close enough.
"Rainbow, are you okay? You flew off with Charge and we couldn't see you, and then Twilight just disappeared. Poof! We had no idea where she went. Oh, your hooves! Are you bleeding? Are you hurt? Oh my gosh, are you dying?"
She gripped her friend's face between her hooves and swiveled it so they were pressed nose to nose.
"If you see a bright light, don't go into it! Don't go into the light, Dashy!"
"Pinkie, get off her before you choke her to death." Pinkie Pie instantly released her death grip at Applejack's voice and switched over to giving Rainbow a comforting nuzzle. Though for Pooh's comfort exactly, Rainbow wasn't sure. Applejack, meanwhile, went up and put a hoof on Twilight's shoulder. "You alright, Sugar Cube?" Twilight nodded.
Yeah, I'm alright. just had to help Rainbow Dash with the captain. My magic reacted for me. Sorry about that. You figured it out, though.
She looked her friend up and down and grimaced.
What about you? You don't look too good.
Rainbow glanced over, and Twilight was right. Out of all the ponies, Applejack was definitely the worst off. Her forelegs were cut up from where she must have blocked would-be lethal strikes, and her barrel was covered in dark bruises as if some pony had used her as a trampoline. There were also a large bruise on her face that Rainbow could already tell would turn into a wicked black eye. The other two, comparatively, had gotten off rather easy. Aside from Rarity's leg, which she still couldn't put much weight on, the worst she had were a couple scrapes and bruises as she'd simply tumbled down a hill. Pinky was a little worse off, but her biggest injury was a shallow knife wound on her chest that probably wouldn't even scar over.
Yeah, well, when you up and left, I had to take the brunt of the attack.
Applejack rolled her shoulders and gave a little wince.
Weren't so bad, though. Rarity helped as much as she could with that leg, and Pinky did some real good. Right till she froze up and started crying.
Pinky gave an embarrassed squeak and flattened her ears to her head.
Sorry, I just...
Nah, you don't need to apologize, none.
Applejack interrupted, picking her hat up from where it had fallen in the fight and securing it back on her head.
It got you good in more ways than one. I was actually surprised you managed to get back up in the end.
Rainbow saw Rarity give the farmer an encouraging smile, to which Applejack simply rolled her eyes. Rainbow didn't have much time to process just what that meant before Applejack spoke up again.
And just what happened to you two?
Green eyes traveled across Rainbow's rather unscathed body and blood-speckled hooves.
Any trouble?
The captain taunted Dash until she lost her temper,
Twilight supplied before the Pegasus could open her mouth.
I had to stop her doing anything drastic to him.
Rainbow tensed and waited for the expected disgust and shock, but surprisingly none came. Applejack nodded at her head and wrapped a foreleg around Twilight in a small hug. Pinky looked at the ground, a sad, faraway look in her eyes. Rarity was the only one that looked angry at all, but Rainbow got the feeling it wasn't directed at her when the unicorn gave her a gentle nuzzle.
Oh, you poor dear. You must have said such awful things for you to react in that way.
Rainbow stared even as she instinctively nuzzled her friend back.
I could have killed him. I would have if Twilight hadn't.
And that's the world we live in,
Twilight interrupted.
We're your friends, Rainbow. So we work through this. Together.
Rainbow let out a low chuckle and smiled at all her friends.
Thanks, you guys, for everything.
So this is it?
Pinky spoke up.
We passed the last obstacle and now on to the prize?
As one, the five of them turned to the large doors that marked the entrance to the castle.
Hopefully.